Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have so many prophecies, we're not going to be able to get to all of them today, but we have other prophecy from Cindy Jacobs talking about the suddenlies. John, what is it?
Well, it's the acceleration of suddenlies. Get ready, watch this.
There's going to be accelerations, and suddenlies. Sometimes you're believing for a thing, and it doesn't happen, and then suddenly, there it is right before you. Suddenly you have the healing in your family. Suddenly you got that job offer. Suddenly you find a house that you know you can get into. You've got to believe God for the suddenlies. In the meantime, just keep steady. Keep steady. Keep being faithful. Keep giving. Keep doing what God tells you to do. Because I tell you, there will be a day and there will come a time when all of a sudden your family's restored. And many times it happens when you're not looking for it anymore. You're just doing what God has called you to do. And bang, it happens. And God does it in such unusual ways. The Lord said to me, you're not even going to be able to figure out how ingenious what I'm going to do for your life. How I'm going to fix that business problem or fix that problem in your family or fix that problem at your job. It's going to be so suddenly and so ingenious, God is going to move them out. I remember one time Mike was working for American Airlines, and there's this guy that came in and started persecuting him. He was the financial comptroller for American Airlines, and they were just this guy. I mean, he took all his employees away. He ended up, you know, sitting at a desk. He had no work to do day after day after day. It was just very, very difficult. But in the end, that guy was fired completely, and Mike got a promotion because we kept decreeing. We kept believing that he was the head and not the tail. We kept believing that he was going to have justice. That if somebody touches him, they touch the apple of the Lord's eyes. Are you understanding this? I'm using the gift of exhortation that prophets have to tell you this. The enemies you see today, you will not see tomorrow.
That's so important. Suddenlies come. They say the darkest morning is right before the dawn.
Yes.
And that suddenly is when you're just not expecting it. When I had an accident, you find out why they're called accidents, because you weren't expecting to have an accident.
Yeah.
But then suddenly it just happens, and yeah, it changes everything. And it just, you have to begin to think about it. Well, also when you're thinking, you're trying to think your way out of something, you're trying to, how is this going to work? And while you're doing all that, God just shows up and suddenly,
yeah,
does what he does.
You know, another great way too to think about it too is that sometimes you're wanting something to happen and it's not happening, but you can stir your faith up by believing that at any moment,
yes,
at any time, at any second, yes, God can show up in that situation and completely change it for you. Mm-hmm. And that's happened so many times, but you need to position yourself in a place of faith. You could be in a place of worry and fear and doubt, or you can say, my God can do anything at any moment.
And when it happens, you wish you would have had that mindset,
yeah,
you know. Maybe we thought you would have earned it, maybe. I don't know. But the thing is, the thing about, like, Bill Johnson wrote his book, you know, God is Good.
Mm.
And if we remember, what helps
you
position yourself like that, yeah, that, like you're talking about, you have to realize God loves you.
Yeah.
God's got a plan for your life.
Yeah.
He thought about you before the foundations of the earth. He knit you together in your mother's womb. That's why so many people's trying to take people out in the womb. And that by making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you've done hit the pinnacle of our Father Creator's desire for you. And you just have to hold on, because contrary to that, in the atmosphere, like Ephesians chapter 6, yeah, verse 12 lets us know that we have this other atmosphere going on, this demonic atmosphere, and where, you know, second heaven's coming against you, powers, principalities, and spiritual wickedness. And like when Daniel prayed and asked God, God immediately answered Daniel, but it took like 21 days for that answer to get to him, not because of God's delay, because the angel had to fight all of the other fallen angels,
yeah,
if you would, in the second heaven area. And so God answered us before we even were born.
That's beautiful.
With providing his son.
Yeah.
And so you have to, like you're saying, is if you do that and understand that he's good.
He's good.
He's good. He's not, it's when religious people tell you that God's, you know, upset and he's, you know, he's like shocked. He knows everything before it even,
yeah,
began. He loved you while you were in your mother's womb. While we were yet sinners, He died for us. I mean, you're doing better than you were doing before he found you.
I think this is for someone, you know. Many people right now have so much self-hate that when they receive a prophetic word from God and they hear a loving word, they begin to be overwhelmed. It's because they didn't love themselves and they couldn't believe that God loved them. Listen, God truly loves you, and he has nothing but good things in store for you.
Yeah, and this is another part of that, too, that they hear their own voice of hate, and they think that's God speaking to them. And the Lucifer is right there to agree with everything bad you say about yourself.
So, accuser.
Yeah, he's the accuser of the brethren. So I want to encourage you, listen, when God says suddenlies are going to come, begin to put it on your mirror, hang it all over the place, put alarms on your phone to come off to remind you every single day, and just let it happen and hold on. You'll never, if you stand, that's what God told me in the very beginning when he called me out. He said, if you will stand on my word, what I say, and that's all he showed me was step after step after step, that if you'll just stand on it, everything will happen. And guess what? It's exactly what he said.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.